T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Good morning to Mr. Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Todd Starnes, good morning to you. Big old breaking news on Creepy Uncle Joe.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Todd Starnes radio program has exclusively obtained the official Joe Biden campaign song. We're going to be playing that at 12:05 Eastern today. Reach out and touch somebody's back.
we could just come up with a whole list of potential songs for Joe's creepy campaign.
His favorite gospel hymn, He Touched Me. Never mind.
Hey, Madonna, maybe we could, Lady Madonna, maybe we could use that one.
I
watched this clip this morning. He has to go back to race baiting in his attempt to convince people that he's the only person to save America.
Yes, Joe Biden, the known plagiarist and follicle smeller, he also drug up a lot of stuff about Charlottesville, apparently going to make this about race, which is peculiar since he's white and old. And according to the Democrat Party, those things are not acceptable in a presidential candidate. Here's my concern, and this we have to be able to talk about this as bad as it is. He misrepresented and flat out lied about what Donald Trump said about Charlottesville.
Correct.
And we've got to set the record straight there, because again, the point Donald Trump was trying to make is that there are people out there who believe that a statue of Robert E. Lee is perfectly okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Those are not bad people. And that was the point he was trying to make. So we've got to be diligent, and we've got to call the Democrats out on these lies. And I'm really frustrated by that, but we got to do it.
I'm glad you brought that up. I've got Trump's original statement here, and I thought it was important to play. Hold on. What have I done wrong here? Oh, there we go. Let's try it.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. On many sides.
And that's what people got hung up on. And I pointed out there were people there who supported the statue. There were people there who were opposed to the statue. There were white supremacists who had their own agenda. And there were members of Antifa there as well. There were good people on both sides, and there were bad people on both sides.
And here's the dirty secret. So the mainstream media and the leftists, they want America to believe that if you support Robert E. Lee statues, if you support the Sons of the Confederacy, then you are just as bad as the white supremacist. That's what they're trying to tell. That's what they're saying when they go after President Trump on this.
Yes. Yeah, no, I agree completely. You know, here's my question about Joe Biden, and I haven't done the research on this yet. I need to know if he made any reference to Easter worshipers after the Sri Lanka bombings.
Well, even more importantly, I want to know if he has a recording of Kate Smith in his record collection.
Yeah, that's true. I heard they're trying to pull her one of her songs now. They won't play it anymore at the beginning of sporting events. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's even worse than that. So Kate Smith was recognized by Franklin Roosevelt, and he credited her with helping defeat the Nazis because she raised, in today's money, it would be around $11 billion
for
the war bonds. She was, you know what, she was, I'm trying to figure out the perfect the appropriate modern-day comparison, almost like an Adele, I think, of her time. She made no bones about it. She was a 250-pound woman. And she had a powerful singing voice. And, you know, she caught a lot of flack from that, from a lot of people. But the American people loved her and they embraced her, and she became one of the most famous singers of all time. She, you know, of course, recorded the beautiful rendition of God Bless America. It became a tradition to play that after 9/11 at Yankee Stadium, as well as with the Philadelphia Flyers, and they even erected a giant bronze statue of her outside of the arena. That statue has now been pulled, and they are now refusing to play her rendition of the song because back in the 1930s, more than 80 years ago, she recorded a song for a movie, a Hollywood movie, that is now considered racially offensive. So again, this is a big issue because now the question is, do you go back and inspect Joe Biden's past and everybody else's past back, you know, 40, 50, 60 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great point. Where does that end? I went to one of the newspapers, it was the Daily Mail. They've got an article on Mickey Rooney, and they're blasting him because of stories from the 1930s, apparently, when he invited actresses for roles that didn't exist and used them on the casting couch instead. So now, I mean, it just never ends.
No, and it won't end. This is, we're entering a very dangerous period in American history, and this is the focus of my new book coming out at the end of the summer, Culture Jihad. And we're getting to the point where it's about to, and I know this is going to sound ludicrous, but I think they want to basically erase, punish, and then erase all history that came before the 21st century.
Right, right. And then issue reparations for anybody who was offended.
That's right.
That's it.
That's it.
Todd Starnes, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you. We'll look forward to your radio show. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.